aeronautics was about to move from a scientific discipline to an engineering field that would make the airplane much more than a useless oddity.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
In 1915, Congress created the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, the NACA. Our nation's leaders were concerned the U.S. was losing its edge in aviation technology. The new organization's mission? To supervise and direct the scientific study of the problems of flight. Construction soon began on the Langley Memorial Aeronautical Laboratory in Hampton, Virginia. Although the chaos of World War I delayed completion of Langley Field, by 1920, the first of many wind tunnels began to operate, ushering in an era where humans took to the skies. With the establishment of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration in 1958, the United States expanded their flights into space. Today, at centers across the country, NASA continues to operate the largest number and variety of wind tunnels of any single agency or company in the world. And with that same pioneering spirit, NASA uses those wind tunnels to ensure modern aircraft, spacecraft, and launch vehicles continue to fly. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.